2 weeks back, I started talking a little bit about this, the question of using a dishwasher for milchiks and fleishiks either together at the same time or one after the other. And then, I don't know, a few things happened, but never had a chance to follow up. So I wanted to follow up on that question. So just to review what I mentioned then, there are basically three issues at hand with this question. Number one, that is that there's taste, there's tom of the residue, the food residue that's left in the dishwasher that could go into the walls of the dishwasher and then come out when the when you if that's fleishiks, then you have residue from your meatballs that goes into the walls of the dishwasher with boiling hot water, and then you know wash your milchik dishes, it'll come out, you know, that tom will come back out into your dishes. Number two, there's the issue of whether the dishwasher itself is a kli rishon or a kli sheni. We have a rule in general, there's some exceptions, but a general rule that a kli sheni is not mevashel. So if you're dealing with, that's why we have rules, you know, on Shabbos, when we make tea, we should move to kli shlishi already, but the idea that kli sheni is not mevashel, so if the hot water is coming from outside from the house and now going into your dishwasher, the dishwasher itself does not heat the water, so maybe it's only a kli sheni, and therefore any transfer of time, etc., doesn't really happen because it's kli sheni, as opposed to if you have an actual heating element in the dishwasher itself, which they do typically in Eretz Yisrael, and now maybe more in America as well. But then that would be a kli rishon, which all these questions are a much bigger question. There's one additional issue, and that is what about the be'en of the pieces of meat or pieces of, you know, cheese, in theory that could actually be in the dishwasher. And if those are trapped in the trap, you know, down at the bottom, so then again, you have some trapped dairy item at the bottom of your dishwasher, and then you put in sauce from your meatballs, you know, into your dishwasher, and then you boil it together. You could even be cooking meat and milk together in the same dishwasher. So a real significant shaila. So what do we do? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has actually 7 tshuvos on this topic, and he writes that you can actually use a dishwasher one after the other. Milchiks and fleishiks, not at the same time, but milchiks and then fleishiks, or fleishiks and then milchiks, that he thinks is permissible to do. I see some people, their eyes are like popping out of their heads. This is not a typical minhag. You'll see why in a second. But Rav Moshe does write this. And he presumes, you have to assume a number of things to make that work. Number one, you have to assume that, you know, a dishwasher is only kli sheni, not kli rishon, presumably. That the food, he's even okay with it, it's not totally, but that certainly would help. And you have to assume that, one other piece is that if you assume that there's not enough water in, even if it's a kli rishon, there's enough water in there that 60 times whatever taste is coming out, so then that can be bittel, right? So it could nullify the taste, and that could help. Rav Moshe also talks about the fact that the soap that you put in the detergent can destroy the taste of the be'en, whatever items are, you know, whatever real piece of meat or whatever is in there can be destroyed by the taste of the soap. So it takes a lot of pieces to make this work. But Rav Moshe in the end decides that if you do one after the other, not the same time, but one after the other, he thinks that is that's actually permissible. The Rav Moshe himself, though, writes that he only thinks that's true if you use different racks for milchiks and fleishiks. So that already makes the whole thing like, so no one's going to do it anyways, right? It's like so hard to do. So he thinks you have to have separate racks. Why do you have to have separate racks? Because he's concerned that the racks will still have residue left on them, and then you're going to have all kinds of transfer of taste. So Rav Moshe felt that if you're going to do this, you have to have separate racks for dairy and separate racks for meat. You have to ask people how much it costs to replace the racks in a dishwasher. It's expensive. So it wasn't that practical anyways. So halacha lemaisa for Ashkenazim, we don't assume like this approach of Moshe. Rabbi Fava Kohn in the Ba'ad Dei Shulchan, Rabbi Forst and his sefer on Hilchos Kashrus, Rabbi Shaul Rosen from Tchumen, in an article in Tchumen, all wrote that they felt that Rabbi Moshe's was not an accepted approach because of each piece that we've been talking about. They have concerns with each one. Rabbi Aller had noted that the Rav Soloveitchik was not comfortable with it either, and did not feel that was appropriate to do. It's not the typical minhag in America for people to use one dishwasher for same dishwasher for milchiks and then fleishiks or fleishiks and milchiks. It's not typically done. What is always good to know, we always talk about this. My Rabbi Simon always talks about this, knowing all the shittos, right? Because sometimes you'll find that someone's doing something and you're like, holy cow. If someone says, I use my dishwasher for milchiks and fleishiks, I just, you know, I never just don't use it at the same time. You think they were crazy. That's crazy. It's not crazy. It's from Moshe Feinstein, right? So, it's important to know sometimes that when people are doing things that are not what you're used to know that there are other shittos that exist is important. Again, I wouldn't recommend using this approach, but it is something that Rav Moshe thought was appropriate. For Svardim, it's different. Svardim, Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva where he writes, he thinks you could use a dishwasher for milchiks and fleishiks at the same time, even. he himself doesn't recommend it. Rav Shlomo Amar says he thinks you should only do that, you know, use one, then you can use one bezerach hazeh, like Rav Moshe. He thinks you have the kasher in between. But nevertheless, that's Rav Avadia thought. But for Ashkenazim, the typical approach is that we choose. We use our dishwasher either for milchiks or for fleishes because of all the challenges that come up. And that way, we can follow the mainstream approach. We'll talk, hopefully next time, about a couple other shahs that come up with dishwashers. And well. Okay.